Could safety in numbers be the solution to the European debt crisis?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. Europe's biggest economy, Germany, today had trouble selling its bonds, meaning the European debt crisis is affecting even the continent's strongest country. Meanwhile, the European Commission said today it wants to strengthen the monitoring of individual economies. And one key idea is to allow all the countries that use the euro, including Germany, to borrow money as a group in the form of a euro bond. From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
The 17 eurozone countries have the same currency, but they borrow separately, and that's where the crisis has occurred. Doubts have grown about the creditworthiness of Greece, Ireland, Portugal, Italy, and Spain, and that has driven investors to demand a much higher rate of interest from these countries, making it more and more difficult for them to borrow. The plan unveiled in Brussels today is for the eurozone countries to borrow together as a group to issue a so-called eurobond, guaranteed by all 17 nations, including the strongest, Germany. That would dramatically cut the borrowing costs of the weaker countries. But James Goundry of IHS Global Insight says there's just one problem. Germany is dead against the idea.
Germany is reluctant to underwrite European debt as long as southern economies such as Italy and Greece and Portugal fail to reform their economies. They're worried that as soon as they underwrite debt, the incentive is removed for these economies to reform.
The Germans say they would support the Eurobond plan, but only after all the Eurozone countries submit to much greater outside scrutiny and control of their budgets by European officials in Brussels. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are down right now. The Federal Reserve says it's going to put American banks through new stress tests to see how exposed they are to European debt. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 53 points to end the day at 11,493. In about an hour and a half, we're going to get the number of people seeking first-time unemployment benefits. The jobless rate remains at more than 17% in San Bernardino, California, where a shredded housing market has cost thousands of construction jobs. Foreclosures are super high. But Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman found one social services provider whose savvy home buying a decade ago is now offering shelter from the storm.
You know, you'll lose your job or you're going to lose money.
I met Kim Carter at a forum on poverty and joblessness, which are especially high among blacks and Hispanics in Southern California's Inland Empire. Carter is a dynamo, a former addict and ex-convict. 10 years ago, she founded the Time for Change Foundation in her native San Bernardino to help other women get back on their feet.
We have two facilities. We serve over 50 women per year. We house them and their children and provide them with case management, family reunification, parenting.
And those are group houses that you have?
They're actually homes, single family homes, and residents live as extended family.
So you bought the houses yourself?
Exactly.
And what did you pay for them?
Well, back in 2002, the houses were like, you know, $80,000 and $90,000, so we were able to get a really, really good deal. Fortunately for us, we didn't do all that refi stuff that people were doing when the housing prices went up, so we're still back to where we were when we started.
Buying before the housing bubble really inflated, then avoiding the subprime loans that targeted so many minority homeowners, all pretty smart. But with her prison record, how could she buy at all?
See, when you're looking for a job or you're looking for rental assistance, those applications will ask you about your background, whether you had a past felony conviction or not. But when you're getting ready to fill out for a home loan, they don't ask that question.
Her two homeless shelters are in well-kept middle-class neighborhoods that were spared the worst of the predatory lending that led to the foreclosure crash. But Carter says her neighbors haven't been so keen on her efforts.
Actually, society would rather have a facility closed and abandoned than to allow homeless women to get into, despite the fact that there are a lot of foreclosed properties.
And with so many of those foreclosed properties on the market cheap right now, Carter might just be tempted to buy another suburban ranch house to shelter homeless women. She says there are plenty who need it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. by Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. And by Thomson Reuters and their expedition to break the Oberlin speed record to the South Pole. You can follow them in real time at expeditiontothesouthpole.com.
New research out today says for the first time, China has beat out the United States as the world's largest smartphone market. But as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai, smartphones in China aren't quite as smart.
In the U.S., we have our BlackBerries and our iPhones, but Chinese smartphones are equipped not for email, but for text messages.
People aren't running around flashing their iPhones around. These are definitely more stripped-down models that are aimed at an audience that is going to have lower requirements.
That's analyst Michael Clendenin. He says smartphone makers have figured out the formula for big sales in China.
We call it the sweet spot of affordability.
China's smartphone shipments grew by 57% last quarter compared to a 7% drop in the U.S. market. Clendenin says once the companies got the prices down to around 3% of a person's average monthly income, around $150, sales took off. And that's why big vendors like Nokia and Samsung have offered their lowest cost models in China, except for Apple, whose iPhone seems to transcend all of this. It's not officially available yet, but you can buy an iPhone 4S in China for the equivalent of $1,400. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And finally, my mom always calls them senior moments. I get them too. Forgetting why I walked into a room to do something? Turns out researchers at the University of Notre Dame found there really is some psychology to it. A doorway, the study says, is interpreted by the brain as an event boundary. And when people walk through that doorway, the brain automatically compartmentalizes what it was supposed to do, oftentimes forgetting thoughts from one room over. Which explains why, upon entering the studio about 10 minutes ago, I forgot what I was supposed to do until that big on-air light came on. And here I am. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The BLT, the banh mi, the mighty Italian meatball sub. Excuse me, but they are way more than just meat between two pieces of bread, you know.
There's one way I like to think about sandwiches, which is as these, like, objects of history. And actually, like, tell these really awesome stories about people and cultures and locations and cuisines.
I'm Kod Rizdal. Sandwiches from the inside out. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.